Reds. Shout out to Def Jam.
Okay, what we doing?
That's the Bull Friday featuring Chris Brown.
Philly Zone.
It's a hot record.
I never knew he was from Philly until Roots Picnic.
Yep. Shout out to Friday.
Shout out to Friday.
Hot record in these streets, man.
Like I said, Chris Brown is the cheat code.
He is the cheat code. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz.
How you feeling, brother?
Feeling lovely, man. You know, I've been drinking my water.
There you go.
Our special guest for today gave me some peanuts, so now my brain is percolating. I'm ready.
Okay. Where can they find you at?
At DJ REDDZ. That's on the IG and the Twitter. What about you, my brother?
At DJ SUPA on Twitter. At Super the DJ on that Instagram. Follow the crew at Violator All Star DJs, man. Let them know what's going down on the show today.
Let me tell you something, man. We got some of Baltimore's finest in the building. I'm talking about from east to west is being represented fully right now on the show. We got the good brother from East Baltimore,
Northeast, the
BOSS Northeast Kings.
What up?
Boss Man is here. We got Park Heights on. He the hood Michael Jackson right now.
The Strut King
in the building. Let's get it.
That's what they
King
saying.
Is here.
The hood Michael Jackson. I love that.
Y'all know what I say. Let's get busy, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Baltimore's finest. Fellas, we need y'all to plug y'all social media so they can lock in with y'all early.
So you can rock with me, BOSSTHEGOD. That's Boss Man the God, THE, Boss Man the God on any platform, all social medias, websites, anywhere you want to see it.
And Bunk, where you at?
And y'all already know, man. I'm Bunky Jr. _ Strut King. I'm there. Y'all already know. Y'all type in BUNKEY. I'm popping up. Y'all that's gonna right. know the rest.
And if you hashtag,
I know who the Strut King is.
And you hashtag so. Bunky Jr., it'll be everywhere. TikTok is a viral movement.
Yes, indeed.
It's not too hard to find me, though. You hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's go, Bunky Jr. Strut King.
I'm tired of being.
Shout out to Baltimore City, man.
They know what it is.
Shout out to the West Side, Park Heights. Shout out to them Northeast Killers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about today. Sit back, relax.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody locked in out there in London, Cleveland, Baltimore. Shout
wherever
out to Wisconsin, locked in with us right now.
Philly, what up?
Sir. Northeast PA is locked in with us right now.
Yeah,
man. Yo, Monkey Jr. and Boss Man is here. Rez, we about to act bad, brother.
Shout out to Diddy.
Shout out to Diddy.
Shout out to Diddy.
Oh, man, my God.
Shout out to Fabulous.
Yes. And the City Girls.
How y'all know we was just on that whole vibe today? Yeah. When we just left the studio. That's crazy.
Hey, y'all was acting bad.
We on the same frequency.
We was acting bad.
I see it in your eyes, boss.
The energy.
Man. See it in your eyes.
Yeah.
Listen, man, more with them on the other side. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reds, run the track.
Go back to when they walking in the club. Play, you know, play that belly from the.
It's such a Baltimore situation right now.
Yes, indeed.
T Savage, we see you, T Savage. It's called work. That's that West Side. That's that West Side flavor right there.
Lit right now.
Oh yeah, the studio popping right now.
Oh yeah,
studio popping right now, man.
Violator Radio. We gotta step up. They biking us over here.
Violator Radio Uncut. Let's get to the particulars. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super
exactly.
DJ Riz.
Busy.
Hold on.
We got Boss
what
Man
in the gym
and what's Bunky Jr. up here in the studio with us. Once again, shout out to T Savage on that work record. She's repping
indeed.
That West Side. It's a very Baltimore show today.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, how did this pairing happen? Like how did this begin?
How did this come about?
And get close to the mic.
You want the political story? You want the truth?
Give us the short truth.
I was in an elevator. Me and Rod had a vision because we seen the city popping. And, we was about to remake the Land of the O, right?
Nice.
And for some reason, we tried to do it a couple times and it wasn't working. And then I was looking for this beat, the boom, dip, 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 dot. And he called me. Mm-hmm. And then my man called me, Mo, that's what we was talking about. He said, yo, you want to know something electric? You should rock with this person. And he sent me a video of the how viral the step was going with the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing. I never knew Bunky at all. Mm-hmm. Never met him in my life.
Okay.
So I was about to go home the next day too. Yeah. Come back to Baltimore. So he sent it to me. So I was like, all right, that's fire. So I said, yo, I told Rod, I said, yo, send me the loop to the boom, doop, 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 dot.
And that's Rod Lee.
Yes, Rod Lee. Shout out Rod Lee, the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The two step, because they showed me the way where they dance into the record. And I felt like how we don't own the record as our city.
Mm.
I love the inspiration. Shout out Zay. that did it. I never met that kid either, but I love that he put the platform out and it was somebody else getting, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say in a negative way stealing our energy, but mm-hmm. we ain't owning it. So
that's important.
I just put my energy into it as the rapper and want the city to get on with our sound. And when they seen it, that the dance culture, like you said, from the Paradox, club music, that's just our whole wave and our whole culture.
Definitely.
And it was important to me to connect with another person who could bring the same energy I can do as a rapper to the dance culture.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to do a club beat, I need somebody to step into the club beat. Mm-hmm. So I got with the Strut King.
Yeah,
and nice. It's electric.
Shout you know to Bunky Jr.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
Listen, we're going to get Bunky Jr.'s story on the other side, too, because we got to let you chime in. Fellas, plug your social media real quick so we can play some music.
Boss Man the God, BOSSTHEGOD, Boss Man the God, on any social media platform online.
Hey, y'all can get up on that mic. Get up on that mic. Y'all can hit me on Bunky Jr. Strut King. It's going to pop up. I got the orange background.
Orange and black ground.
Land of the
That's
O.
That's a fact.
Oreo.
It's
going to
pop straight up.
They hear y'all. It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Blitz.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Hold on. This is my part.
Yeah.
For you, I'm your daddy now.
Scratch it up, Reds.
For you, I'm your daddy now.
That's DJ Rez, ladies and gentlemen, on them scratches right there.
Thank you for the love, DJ Super.
Brand new music is called Speed Dial.
Yes, sir. Myself and my good brother,
Deuce Caliber.
Yes, indeed.
With that L702 sample right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, hot record, Rez.
Thank you.
Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
Right now, it's all about Baltimore City.
Indeed.
East side, west side, up north, down south, outside the county, the Catonsville Killers, all around. We showing love to the whole city right
that's
now.
That's right.
that
Bunky Strut.
Busy, man.
Shout out to Boss Man and Bunky Jr. up in here. Mm-hmm. First of all, Bunky, you my man. 50 grand.
You
brought me treats and such.
Yeah.
I'm over here eating, what is this, the Butter Crunch?
That's that Butter Crunch.
Butter Crunch. I ain't eat these since I was a young boy, -7.
Mm. Yeah, you go.
I appreciate you for that. How you link up with this cat, man?
Oh, man. I guess it was just our energy. It was our energy. You hear me? Like, it was no other way. Mm-hmm. It was our energy because, like, first... All right, Unruly, DTLR, they signed me, this and that, they sponsor me and everything, so we've been working, they some good guys, shout out to Unruly, DTLR,
Sean C's,
Sean C's, they some good guys, so they was asking me before, they was like, man, you wanna work, and I'ma keep it real, and I'ma keep it real professional too, so they asked me, they was like, you want to work with Boss Man, this and that. I said, that nigga too old to work with me. I like, I ain't working with him.
Sure,
it took me a while to really get with him. Then we end up getting together, this and that, and then we end up going down Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we really connected at. When we got down Miami, we started doing our little thing and vibing and everything. That's how we connected. And then from there, we end up just sticking together, telling each other, like, yo, this is what we gonna do. We gonna make it happen. You feel me? So we going on from here.
Yes, indeed.
It's electric.
Like, it's nothing else. Like he said, it's electric. And like I say, let's get busy.
Speak on the Bunky Strut though. It's classic now, man. It took on a life of its own.
Yeah, that's legendary. I think the Bunky Strut that's never going nowhere.
No, not at
the
all.
The strut not going nowhere at all.
Like, what was in your soul to make you create that? Like, how did that come about?
It wasn't nothing. Like, far as, like, I can say in my soul because it's something I've been doing for years. Yeah, I got it.
What's the hashtag on that challenge? What's the hashtag?
You said what's the hashtag? Yeah, the Bunky Junior Strut.
Okay, I want them to pull it up.
So, yeah, for those the Bunky Junior Strut. The okay. Bunky Junior Strut challenge.
So hold that thought, because we also got music to play on the other side too.
Mm-hmm.
But look, Boss Man is here. Bunky Junior is here.
You gotta tag Boss Man the God, and you gotta tag Bunky Junior Strut King for the challenge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
While we play this music, y'all look that up, all right? We're going to come back with more with them, all right? It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Bridge.
Shout out to Lotto. Go, it's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Bridge.
Can't lie, these Butter Crunch cookies is hitting, boy.
Hey, man, took you back in the day.
Bunky Jr. for the win tonight.
For the win.
Listen, yes, man, sir. They here in Baltimore, of course, if you just rocking with us and locking in with us, man. Boss Man Bunky Jr.
Yes.
What are we heading into, fellas? Like, what are we trying to make of this?
I do
have the record queued up though. So talk about that.
So I want to say it's a big statement of y'all shouting out to the city for our culture, and it is no diss to Philly, but I would tell y'all, Baltimore is the original club sound. I know Jersey want to fight over it, but I know
they do.
Yeah.
No, I think Philly Jersey know that too.
I'm from Jersey.
Don't come up here and start mess, bud.
No, I'm not. Cool then. Well, I'm sorry. Well,
I'm from
respectfully,
Jersey. Jersey knows where
respectfully,
it came from.
As a humble black man and want the team to win, I didn't know that. Yeah. I just be seeing these like little things that go on. So it's probably just people talking the wrong energy.
No,
if they know where it come from originally, that's what I'm saying. Taking it to a new level is what we supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Jersey. I live in Jersey.
But I'm so
we know where it comes from.
So I'm happy to see my city be able to get their moment. The mayor's shouting us out. We got Baltimore Club Day on AFRAM June 17th. So that's what I'm stepping to take that to new levels. And that's part of why the Strut King is in the building, because that sound, when you hear that boom, boom, and you want to do that, and make you want to move and feel electric.
Yeah.
So as long as that can keep feet, and that's what we're doing. We got like some movies coming. That's going to show you where the culture is coming. That's why we in LA, so we tapping. So we got that coming too as well.
Okay. Bunk getting his act on too?
Yes.
Okay.
And we got a challenge going on right now. No matter what city you at or what you do, Bucky can speak on a little bit more because that's his original thing.
Yes, sir.
But for $250, we giving away.
Every Monday.
Y'all giving away actual dollars.
Away money?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, talk about it. Talking to Mike.
We giving back to the community, to the kids, whoever, you feel me? $250 every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all send y'all best two-step strut, whatever. However y'all want to do it, y'all don't have to do it how I do it. Y'all can do it your own way, but
that's not $2.50 every week. $250.
Yes. Whoever
DJ Riz.
However they want to do the two-step strut, y'all can do it. We pick the winner, and y'all get compensated every Monday.
And so hashtag the Bunky Jr. Challenge if you're on TikTok.
So make sure y'all add us and hashtag us, however y'all want to do it. Boss Man and God, Bunky Jr., Strut King.
This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to talk extracurricular in the podcast content portion of the show. So if y'all want to get the raw and uncut conversation later, hit up the podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Violet or Radio Uncut with a K, anywhere you get your podcast. That's and violetoradio.com. But I got the record queued up. Let's get into this. Let them know what they're about to hear.
So you're about to hear right now in the BOSS Boss Man, inspired by my guy Bunky Jr., the two-step strut.
Mm-hmm.
Produced by Rod Lee, Unruly Records.
Get
money. We here, BMO City.
And don't forget, DJ Fusion coming up in the next hour, so stick around, all right?
It's electric. Yeah. Do it how you do it, just rock your two-step. Shot my way through the zone and dribble through the pressure. Taught to be more in a city that thought lesser. Used to take chops and roll with small measures. Now I'm on glow on my chest, I hold treasure. We ain't never stressing you, there's no pressure. The Drake and the 40 on draw just like dressers. Land of the O, I rep the foe forever. Diddy dethrone the king, that'll be never. The way she ride the pony could star in the western. Bet on myself, I'm my own investor. BOSS, you can't clone the replica. Body more two-step.
stepper. I step on a stepper. Thought she was special cause I hit her in the pretzel. Made her eat a white girl and called her salt and pepper. Her 42 and nectar, eat it up like Lecter. I be pushing P, I please all her pleasures. D-O-P-E, I'm giving out testers. T-H-O-T, can't lie, I love a thot. H-O-T, you know the flow is hot. If it's a broad, Lee B, bump like Mokey Pop.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know?
Hold up.
Let him know.
If your bag on drag, let me see you two-step. Hey. You a badass bitty, let me see you two-step.
Hey.
You a whole vibe in that pussy too wet. Let me see you two-step. The bus and rod new shit.
Oh.
Park height struck whatever side you rep. On any avenue, I'm the B-O-S-S. Do that sexy walk, turn around, what's next? Can you shake it, can you clap it, can I feel how it flex?
Hey,
yeah, yeah, let me see you two-step. Slide how you slide, you to be more two-step. Bust the open, just rock that two-step. Do it how you do it, just rock that two-step. Do it how you do it, just rock that two-step. East side, west side, just rock that two-step. Bust the open, rock your two-step. North side, south side, just rock that two-step. Money. And the money sound like
don't steal the energy, just absorb it.
It's a lot of energy in the studio tonight, man. Listen, this is the podcast portion
of
Violet of Radio Uncut.
Yes.
Where we can talk, do, and say what we want.
We can get all our good curse words out.
Let's get money.
Shout out to everybody that be rocking with us on that radio.
Let's get motherfucking busy.
But this is the podcast portion of the show.
Motherfucking podcast.
I thought we had some females coming up here. They not coming?
Yeah.
They sitting over there.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to everybody that be listening to the podcast too, yo. It's all about Baltimore City. What, you got some strippers coming?
You got some strippers coming?
No, my bad. Y'all said
what we got? I got some one.
No, I thought it was some. I thought it was
always prepared.
I thought it was some female energy coming from the elevator.
I got 300 ones on the Where they at?
Where they at? I'm looking for where y'all at. Where the after hours at? Pull up from the casino.
Pull up.
Let's get it. We in Philly, baby.
Casino is popping right now.
Right.
I'm feeling good tonight. I will strut all night.
I'm feeling good tonight.
I want to go somewhere.
Fuck, I'm going to strut right with you.
Whatever open, I'm going. We got to find the place.
This is a lot of love, though.
Bungie Jr. brought me some cookies.
Man, he bought it some.
And Butter Crunch Jump Off.
Y'all see, I got ADHD. I can't stop moving in this chair.
It's all right. I'm man, let me tell you.
No, because you just like to dance. This is your soul.
I'm fucked up. What
is this you're sipping on?
That's the killer.
Reposado.
That's the killer. I just keep going left and right.
So, fellas, we was talking about something earlier. Y'all care to address it, like, with the whole, like, some of this fake beef shit that was going on out here with the whole who started the Park Heights strut.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that?
That standpoint.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Talk about anything.
First of all, what is the issue? For those that don't know, what is the issue?
Yeah.
All right. So I started off. So the issue is, right? So when I do my events. And do my events and everything. So people will hit me and be like, people that don't know, definitely the out of towners. So they hit me and be like, so is you the one who started the Park Heights strut or is the kids? I'm like, what kids? They be like, the group of kids. Like the four guys that do it and this and that. I'm like, nah, they ain't start the Park Heights strut. I'm like, but if y'all want to book them, I say y'all can go ahead and book them because
that's big of you.
I got love for them.
That's dope.
Like,
right.
Because they keep it going too.
They
do
it
too. So I don't have no problem with them getting compensated for it or whatever. I just want people to show homage
to the ingredients.
You feel me?
I like that.
And I'm like, all right, none of them from Park Heights.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, right. So how can they even own something that they not even from, know nothing, didn't know nothing from? You feel me? Uh-oh. And these guys send me messages saying I inspire them, this and that. We know you made the dance, blah, 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 blah. When they get in public, it's something different.
Facts.
No, we don't like
so,
that.
I don't even like to speak on it. You feel me?
So
I just be letting them have it because I'ma look some type of way because certain people look at it a certain type of way and think that they did it and think they created it. So I don't like to speak on it.
We're gonna call it for what it is.
I be having to be quiet about certain situations. I have to just be like, I had to let them have it. Mm-hmm. But it's so, time to let the people know, like, they not the ones, you hear me? Like, I'm letting them go here and ride. I could have been, you feel me, spoke on anything, but that's not my play. I'm not trying to do that, you feel me?
So let me ask you this. One second, Red. Boss Man, I know you know numbers. You're a numbers guy. If you had to guess, what do you think are the impressions so far on this dance?
They crazy. I wouldn't even be here with Bunky if they weren't crazy.
Just throw a number out there.
We in the millions. That's what I'm about to say. We in the millions. We trying to strut. One thing Bunky told me, he told me, my man David Cowles, he said, I'm about to strut my way to a million. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought that was electric. Like, this is a black brother to feel that confident in himself and see what's going on. To know
over,
that he
over
can get
5
that.
Million? To date?
Yes.
Over 10?
Joy would have to answer that question, but I know it's over 5 million for sure. Diddy did the dance.
I seen that.
I don't think we need to say anything else. He was there with Mary J. Blige. Like,
you got
Bucky
it,
was struck with Mary J. Blige and, like, Hov and him.
Yeah. Mary J. Blige.
Like, oh, my God.
So it's probably over 5 million.
Mary J. Blige.
That I ever saw.
Hov. Mary J. Blige, Hov, Chris Brown, French Montana, Hov, Tiana Taylor.
No, he ain't do the dance, but he was there.
Did he floor him out? We danced at his party. We was talking
like for a real
how
fact.
We was nice. Talk, well, how we talking right now. Oh. You feel me?
And respectfully, because I like to show love. Shout out to Los for making sure Bunky was straight for that. That's how B-More's supposed to get busy.
What up, Los? What was you going to ask him, Rez?
First of all, Diddy look crazy as shit during the stretch.
Yeah, he can't dance ever, though. Shout out. He make you move.
Take that.
Shout out to Diddy, but
he make you move.
He look crazy.
That's but you know, Diddy.
Him and Los look like they were struggling. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, put some shoes on, nigga. Y'all slide in your socks.
That's a fact. Diddy got 2 left feet.
Oh, man.
He definitely do, though. He made Mace a whole career off them 2 left feet.
Man, okay. So before we get off this, who created the strut, whatever. So the guys, they not from Park Heights.
And shout out to Kent.
So I got a question, and this is a hood question. If your grandmother is from that hood, can you claim that hood? If you visit frequent enough, like let's say if they from Woodlawn, but during the summer they spend their summers in Park Heights because the mama drop them off at work every day.
All right, so as we going off of like on some street shit or whatever, like because if you ain't put no blood, sweat, and tears in that hood,
and you ain't been there,
and you ain't sacrificed nothing,
no,
none of that.
I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah. No, this is the real podcast, so y'all gotta let it roar.
Straight up.
I think that narrative should change.
You said what? The narrative? Which narrative?
I think, and this, I don't want to sound deep, but it's a real podcast. This is my thoughts. I think you only from somewhere because you was born there. You only from your mother and your parents' womb, if you really want to think about
you
it.
You can be born
there. So don't let a universe, don't let a surrounding, you know how they say you product of your environment?
Right.
Don't allow your brain not to grow and get held back because you was in a situation when you was this age. Life is short. It will be over.
Well, so you don't think it has anything to do with like how active you were in that community?
That's why I said.
Whether you in the streets or not.
You ain't
put
no work in that hood.
And I'm not even necessarily mean on some street shit. Just being active
in that
hood. Playing sports and all that.
Yeah, if you was around, that's what I'm saying. If you put into the community, I will say this so we can say this on that. Northeast came, you know how many people came up to me every day, and hopefully this goes through. Mm-hmm. But we working on a process where I can get a street named after me, and I'm trying to figure out where I would want to put the street because one block is where I'm born at. But really, the block that I was born at did not take my success, which y'all know, Boss Man is at.
Right.
It was actually shout out to like up to Glen Eagle, up to Alameda, around the Leaf Walk area and the Marble Hall, that really embraced me and took my life to another level because they took me in some brotherly love.
That
I wasn't born on the block.
That shouldn't be a hard decision for you. So I got to shout that out.
But I was not born there.
Whatever street
my grandmother
you get,
didn't live there.
Whatever street whatever you get block named raised after you, you make sure your street is coming off of Paring Parkway.
It's going to definitely be a Northeast. I wouldn't do no corny shit like that.
He's an honorary Baltimorean. He done got pressed
and
by
and when we come with this with the little kids, and just so we speaking on it, because we this like our second interview today, and what happened was, we're not going to put no names. They did something disrespectful. Like, Bunky got a strong point. Y'all taking something and we being humble and letting you do it. So these little kids diss me when I reposted their song, right? This they don't even, well, I take this back. Because there's three in the group. So one of them was cool and was like, OG, thank you for posting. And one of them had the nerve to tell me, we ain't give you the rights to post this. And I'm looking at him and like, y'all don't even know where this beat came from.
You little pussies.
So you know what happened to them, though?
Puss ass niggas.
So I'm going to tell you what happened to them, though.
I try not to even. I'm
going to tell you what happened to them, though.
Enjoy getting this shit.
That's the funny thing, though.
You want some smoke?
Listen how it works, though. When you
try not to speak on
it. No, when you be yourself.
I'm done with it.
Sip some more, my nigga.
Y'all trying to go by me.
Sip with you. Hold on.
I'm done. I'm tired of this shit. So, I'm tired of it because I let it slide too much, boss.
This I know, because you the electric slide.
No, I let it slide too much.
I know, but listen. So
I let it go.
But this,
far.
I think, how it's good to handle it though. When you know better, you do better. So this
like
what happened.
Like, you little motherfuckers, y'all don't even know what the fuck Hawk Heist is. Nigga.
Let's fucking go, Bunky.
Can I say
let's
what happened, though?
Yo. Back. I know your daddy.
Yo, so know what's up with Hawk Heist?
You right.
These little niggas ain't from Park Heist.
All right, let's not bother.
That's why my aunt spoke on that
I know why she did it. My mother used to do the same shit.
Like, come on.
I was like, I know why she did it.
Like, you talking about my brother that's come for nothing like that. Really trying to, like, get somewhere and do something. And y'all trying to take credit.
But it got you out your character, though.
No, it don't.
Mike Tyson said one thing.
No, it don't.
But
if
you
it
don't
got
not...
me out my character, that mean I'd have been spoke on.
All right, say less, then. You right about that.
All right, well, this piece of harmony ain't here.
So this is what I wanted to say, though. So this is what happens with the universe.
Piece of harmony in this motherfucker.
So what we got booked.
Yeah.
So shout out to the mayor. We got Club Day coming.
Mayor Brandon Scott.
He holding
AKA
it down for the city,
DJ
right?
Speedo.
So we get booked for the show, right? We got to do this whole thing. Shout out Unruly. Shout out Caesar. Shout out Quick. We put it together. So the kids were supposed to perform before me and Bunky. And they tried to go do the song. So Rob was like, ain't no way they dancing to that beat. So they got G checked for not paying homage. See how you do fuck shit? It just fuck you back.
Right.
So they looked as stupid as shit dancing. I'm going to have to say this. They embarrassed themselves by doing fuck energy. You know what I'm saying? Once you put fuck energy in the universe, you're going to get slapped back with it.
It's warranted.
Nothing you're going to be able to do about it.
It's warranted.
Gonna come back and fuck you.
Yeah, indeed. It's like a boomerang.
You know what I'm saying?
They got a wake-up call.
So that's why if you just keep doing you just let people do them and see who win.
They said we ain't give you permission.
That's what they told me. And I was like, wow, I was reposting y'all.
I just don't understand where the claim to ownership is coming from.
And the thing is, we did it on TikTok, and everybody noticed it.
Next time y'all see the mayor, Brandon Scott, a.k.a. DJ Speedo.
He was a DJ. That's why he fuck with rap like that.
You let DJ
I ain't know
Speedo,
DJ Speedo was a Speedo.
You let DJ Speedo know DJ Riz loves you.
Shout out to the DJs that y'all started hip-hop, and y'all keep it spinning, so I love
man,
that.
Man, I'm tired of keep saying they kids. They ain't no kids. They know what's going on.
Let's just switch the energy in the room. Let's switch the energy in the room. They are kids. If they don't know better,
Because when I was
last question.
I'd have been like, yo, I'm doing Bunky Junior shit.
Definitely in pay homage. You'll never forget.
I would be gladly and happily to do this
you
with him.
You see that look in that nigga eye? You got to let him get this shit off.
Come on.
Just let him get it off.
Come on now.
Is it that serious? Like, if you was to run into them in person, let's say at AFRAM, is it peace or is it a thing?
I keep it peace. I always run into them.
Because it sounds like they being disrespectful.
Yeah, we always
just
keep
just like CIAA, they secretly and grab Diddy's son, King Combs. So I'm asking, like, yo, what's up? What y'all doing? Boom, boom, boom. They went into the whole other room. So I walked past. They on stage doing it, teaching him. Like, they created.
Gave you no love. That's crazy. And you was just with Puff. That's crazy.
I ain't even
That's my first time being there.
That's some hoe ass shit.
You feel me?
Your aunt should have smacked him. Now, like, I ain't even know they did that. Like, that's phony.
That's whack.
You know what I'm saying? No, that's whack.
I didn't even know call that.
Like, I just got that tea.
So you got King Combs treat me like I was some type of groupie or something. I walked up to him. I'm like, yo, well, his security pushing me away. Like,
oh,
no.
That's you was with his pops. And you was teaching his pops.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, I just seen you at your house. Nigga, we was just doing it at the house.
That's the bullshit that he did the exact same
thing. Who did that to you? Wale?
Like,
that shit. That's how you got
that was some crazy shit. And then I walked past the room. I see them on stage. I'm like, you know what? I'm letting them go in.
That's crazy. I never knew that. That's the first time.
Is these young boys so you thirsty? Got the white boy
Shaggy, they don't know no better. Or got Flash, the right person telling them.
You got Shaggy, Flash, and the kids. They are teaching King Combs, Diddy's son.
And they'll never they on stage.
Oh, so these
them.
The names of the
like
niggas.
They like they done made
Flash.
This shit.
Oh, I'm on it.
Hey.
How many of them is it for?
And please,
I want
like
unity.
Flash.
I want
like
unity.
For this to get Ed.
Oh, it's going
to get Ed.
Oh, but, yeah, we're going to Ed this motherfucker.
See, so you guilty Shane, by association. I just teamed up with the Struck King. Now
what's
y'all
the
got
other
me.
Nigga name?
Yeah,
y'all got me in Dance Wars.
Yeah, you the motherfucking Dance Wars.
And however y'all want to take it, whatever, like, y'all know what it is. This real talk. Like, I'm not going to say no bullshit, no nothing. I'm always going to keep it real. Like, yes, Shaggy, Flash. Lord Donnie, TSU.
How old is these niggas?
Like,
super,
man,
super
shit. No, a lot of them niggas ain't young. Most of them grown.
They grown. Yeah. They grown.
They know better.
They know what they doing.
They know better. They old enough to live by themselves. Oh, they know better.
Look.
He don't violate the Radio 1 Cup. We promote peace and harmony.
And I'm tired of it because you shit. Niggas ain't from Park Heights, nigga.
God damn.
Y'all know what it is.
You see
like,
the look
come
in his
on,
eyes.
Man.
You don't mess with nobody when they
like,
got that
come
look.
On, man. You, none of you niggas from Park Heights. Look, none of you niggas knew nothing about the Park Heights strat. No, none of that.
Right there.
No,
we
keep it
up. Real shit. My bro Riz, and it's a lot of. So I think people can learn from this if you're not joking, because everybody probably...
Nigga, if any one of them niggas were from Park Heights, I wouldn't have gave a fuck about it. I promise you. If any one of them niggas was from Park Heights, I'd have let that shit go.
So let me ask you this
question. I wouldn't
question.
Even be speaking so how I'm speaking
question,
right Buck. Now.
I bet you so this listen. Level's picked
hey,
up.
Buck, let me ask you
nice
this.
And loud.
And I promise you that. If Davis from Park Heights, I'd have said they got it.
All right, we giving them too much promo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
So what if... let's switch the energy.
The last thing I'm gonna say.
But listen, I'm not from Park Heights, and I was
don't
influenced
let me
by
get
this
how
music.
I'm getting make y'all feel some type of
no.
Way
I'm just asking
cool.
Because the weird energy that you hear, so the hate I get that I'm not from Park Heights. And
I'm cool
up with you and did
guess what? I still love them. I still love what they doing. Everything.
I know, but
and I don't know how they going to take so it, just, but so they I, can so, take it how they want to take it.
So
I don't know how they want to take it, but they can take it how they want to take it.
Don't
I want them to keep getting busy.
So look at little
nobody ever steal my energy.
He still loves you.
That's why you just hand
just tighten up. Y'all need to tighten up, move differently.
Let's switch, move it.
That's why you just
That's two steps to another topic.
They need to hear this though.
They heard it
because this shit getting too real. They need to hear this.
It's not getting too real.
You gotta let them go. Gotta let them get it out.
It's an illusion.
Not for you.
They stealing your shit.
Not for you.
So as long as you keep being electric, they gonna keep wanting to steal your glow.
It's electric.
Why don't you keep being glowing?
Exactly.
You gonna be straight.
Get the fuck up.
Just keep glowing.
It's electric.
Keep glowing.
I'm gonna touch the sheets like fucking electric. Get up. Time for school. Y'all got two more days left, and I want
to
get high. On the balcony when I drop y'all off.
Well, so regardless of what's going on with that shit, we here with the originator.
Right.
Okay, let's be very clear. The originator of that shit. So,
the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, man.
the ingredients.
Testify.
Boss, man, you've been doing this for a minute, yo.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you celebrated the 20-year anniversary.
You being younger, do you look at him as an OG out here from Baltimore?
Yeah, he's something like... One of my mentors, like, I really, most definitely, like, I like to be around older guys, though. Like, you feel me? That can teach me something that been through things, this and that. Like, so that's why I choose to work with him. Because he choose to work with me. Because everybody seen what I was doing. And nobody else wanted to jump in and say, yo, come on, I got you. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. You feel me?
So let me ask you this.
And he was one of the ones that came along and said, come on, let's go. Let's get busy. Let's work.
Need that.
Let me ask you this. If you can remember, it's a viral moment for you.
Yeah, let's go.
The police.
Oh, man.
You two-stepping in front of the police.
Yeah.
For real?
Oh, man.
Y'all want me to tell y'all that story?
It was like a fuck you two-step.
Y'all want me to tell y'all that story?
I just want to know what was going through your mind. Like, all
right, so I was riding with Nacho Banger and them.
Oh, my man.
Shout out to Nacho Banger.
Sauce? Nacho Banger, y'all definitely show love.
One take.
Sauce?
A lot of love for y'all.
Like love.
Black people.
Bite one like bite love. Tastes like love.
Nacho Banger.
Hey,
Nacho,
that's my guy. Mm-hmm. Hey.
So what happened to you was with him?
They know that's my guy. That's my guy, though. So we riding down Monument Street.
Mm-hmm. I know that street.
And I'm dropping, I think I was dropping Cuffy off, mm-hmm, or Killer off, Nacho Banger. I don't want to say Killer, but I'm dropping them off or whatever. So we get pulled over. So they like, sir, can you step outside the car? Boom, the music blasting. The music already blasting.
Yeah, let's go.
So let's go. I'm already lit.
Let's fucking go.
I got that shit in me. I'm
lit. I love it.
Oh, I get outside the car.
Oh, no.
All of us get out the car.
Music's still blasting.
Music's still blasting.
Oh, my God.
Boom. That's how I end up getting busy. Just listen. So music's still blasting. We all get out the car. Boom. So he's sitting on the side. Boom. I'm like, Killer, I'm ready. Fuck it. We might be going to jail tonight. You hear me? I said, fuck that shit. I said, fuck jail. I said, I've been there enough. I said, I don't give a fuck. Like, I be home tomorrow. Fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they step outside the car. Boom, boom. So whole time they knew who the fuck motherfuckers was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we got out the car. The music going. He just end up recording. But I ain't know he was recording. I just started just getting busy. You hear me? I just started working out. Like, man, fuck him. You hear me? I'm working out. I'm getting busy. He said, oh, bitch, you going viral, bitch. You crazy. He like, you crazy. You going viral. I'm trying to tell you, you going viral. This shit going to go crazy.
Man.
I'm like, man, fuck him. We going to jail anyway. So I'm just... I just kept dancing, kept getting busy. I kept strutting on. You hear me?
Did they lock y'all up?
No. Nope. We went home.
Wow.
They loved it.
I can tell from the edit. I ain't even seen the video. I just
they fucking around and started rocking with y'all.
Right. Once you give that extra energy, the real recognize real. That's a real thing.
So let me ask you something. Where does electric shit come from?
Energy?
That's him.
Because you've been electric
three times a night.
You've been electric.
It's 312 and I'm born
electric.
Another 23 and I'm celebrating
so,
23
you know,
summers.
You be around a person so much and I hate even saying electric. Yeah.
I'm saying it in a way. I like it. I like the isms, the ingredients.
It started
I don't
from
hate
so,
saying it.
So it started from something that my mother taught me. We really want to just be real.
But it's always talking about something electric and the energy and all types of crazy shit. But I love it, though.
Well, I think everybody on this earth got some kind of gift. But you got to be in tune with it, and it starts from the person that created you to put that in you. So my mother always put this battery in my back of something that I was like a little different than things that was in the family.
Mm-hmm.
To the fact that I was so bad that when she was locked up, I rapped in elementary school to Crisscross, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a meeting with Jermaine Dupri's uncle that when they signed Bow Wow at the time, and they told me and my man, like, y'all like weird teenagers because they just signed Bow Wow. Just like people don't know, his name is Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
It was the A&R. And she was like, so we don't know how to do with y'all because he was like 13. And, you know, Bow Wow was like 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me the day before I went to the meeting, pulled me up before I got on the plane, she said, I don't want you to get discouraged because you're not about to get signed because the deal is only meant for you.
Right.
And I was in a group. She told me this.
Your mom's?
Yes. Rest in peace. I swear to God, it's not me making up. I'm not even sitting here dragging enough, and that's a real fact.
Damn. So
listen, this is how crazy the story gets, right? So then later, when I go, so you know my transition, we go from NEK, and I turn to Boss Man, I go solo. I go solo, then I get the deal even with Columbia, which Nas is my favorite rapper, to sign with him. I mean, over there, the same person that signed him or signed with Jermaine Dupri. Mm. But my mother already told me I was going to sign with him. Crazy. So I take the deal with Jermaine Dupri. Now, since it didn't work out, I felt like, damn, how the hell this shit didn't work? But I had to always go back to that he told me one time, even though we ain't do good business, shout out, I seen him a couple times. He never closed his door on me. He'd open up the studios, but we don't have a business working relationship. But he tapped me one time, and he said, yo, don't ever let nobody change you. You are a jewel. Mm-hmm. Keep sticking to what you believe in, and it'll work. So that's it. Just so the electricity comes from like the energy. He must have felt something that was beyond this world.
Clearly, yeah.
This like I said, I don't know Bunky. I never met him in my fucking life. Mm-hmm. But when I met him and I got to connect, and somebody put me on with it, it was just like, all right, this is electric. I can work with this.
Yeah,
you know. So the energy felt right. Yeah, so it was like it's some kind of purpose. How we must supposed to help each other to be electric. So that's what electricity means.
Yeah, I'm big on energies too.
Yeah. That shit is serious.
I'm gonna wake my children up tomorrow.
Our first moment in his words, as far as electric, our first moments was when we was in Miami, when we was with Kiss.
Yeah.
When we was with Jada Kiss and everything. Like when we was down in Miami, the whole vibe was just crazy.
We made it like, crazy. We locked in, man,
and we was on the same shit. Like
the wave was just moving like that.
Yeah, yo, we ready to win. Yeah,
and shout out my man Chris.
It's connected. Like we ready to get busy. We ready to win. I'm like, all right, you say electric, nigga. Don't say let's get busy.
Yeah. So you we let's go back get and busy.
I say let's get busy. Electric. He say electric. You hear me?
I like it.
And I say it's the God and it's the King.
Yeah, yeah.
I said you can't beat a God and a King.
Mm-hmm.
A God and a King together is unstoppable.
That's right.
Yeah, you gonna fuck up. Yeah, I don't know what hand can play better than that.
I like
the two step strut is streaming on all digital streaming platforms. Right?
Anywhere you want to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure we.
So you got to look it up as Boss Man Two Step Strut, featuring Bunky Jr. Just find it that way. Like I said with the contest, you hashtag Bunky Jr. Strut, TikTok, Instagram. Send us this. We keeping it going. Send us all your videos. Add your twist to the strut. $250 every week.
$250
every Monday.
And I can participate, summer. Right?
Yeah, that's yes. A fact.
Anybody, you a DJ, you
so
a grandmother.
Got a team to deliberate, to vote.
Whatever generation.
How do we figure out who get the money? Because if I do it, I'm your man. What the fuck?
Right. So we're not going to cheat the people like that.
Yes, we are.
How do y'all choose the winner every week?
We look at it. Shout out to Legacy Artists. She brings that through, and we look at it. Mm-hmm. And then we'd be like, what feels electric? Because if it's phony, we're not picking you.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, we do not do the best engage.
So let me ask y'all this question. So
we do the best electric dance.
This is also another question.
But they got to be getting busy.
Yeah.
They got to be getting busy.
So when y'all performing live, do you strut?
So that's why I try to stay neutral, because honestly, if we talk about it, like you said, you know his father, OG from Paradox, we know where these things come from, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a whole energy. So I can get in the move with everybody. If you watch the video, I made sure all the dancers was involved. I made sure he was the star because he did originate it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But we all grew from energy. So we got to make sure we keep it electric together. Yes. Sometimes I do strut and I hit my doggie and I do the leg. I can hit the leg with him every time we can catch
fuck it up.
I can fuck it up with the leg.
Okay, fuck
I'm a little slow with the two step.
It's all right.
He ain't even teaching me yet though. What? That's the worst part.
But how'd you come up with this joint? How did you what's the origin? Like how did you come up with this joint?
I came up with it.
Yeah. Man,
because
I'm gonna
tell y'all the honest truth how I came up with it.
Okay.
I've been getting busy for a long time. Uh-huh. You hear me? I just been I've been doing this shit for a nice while, so.
So how'd you do it? Just give me, you want to know what happened that day.
You had some of that good sauce in me?
I had some of that good sauce in me.
Yeah.
You feel me? You spoke on the Ritz. Shout out to Ritz. Y'all better make sure y'all tap in with my guy.
Please tap in with my guy.
But yeah, I had that sauce in me. Uh-huh. And I was just getting busy. So I just started doing it every day. So boom, I started doing it every day. So now I'm getting DMs. People, mothers, everybody just DMing me, talking about, oh my God, you make my day. I watch you every morning just to get up in the morning. Whatever I'm going through, something, I just click on your page and I watch you. Like, you can't stop doing this. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I get all types of stuff. So I just kept doing it. I'm like, all right.
So pretty much your DMs was
you got pretty much you got drunk and pretty much you got drunk and let just let the juice take over.
What beat was
that's what came out?
DJ Nelly. No, whatever DJ Nelly. No, put together.
Uh-huh. Electricity to Be More City. Shout out to Nelly Nell, Uncle Harry Boys.
Whatever DJ Nelly Nell spit. No, I was working out too, cause that's family, and like Sam Cassell Jr. That's his cousin. Mm-hmm. So that's how I traveled the world. Me and him was together. I went to every college with him.
So from that same DJ blend, so, yeah. And just getting your electric vibe. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And when DJ Nelly Nell came home from the feds or whatever, he started back making his music, and I just started getting busy to everything that I liked that he made. I got busy too, and that's how it started. I used to just DM or text him, call him, like, yo, just send me something. I'm ready to work out. I say, I'm feeling it. Send me something.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good today. Send it to me. You feel me? So he'll just send me something.
Shout out to Nelly
now. And I just get busy.
Came home, got right back to it.
Be More Legend.
I pin on the gram. Next thing you know,
ill with the blends.
You feel me? But yeah.
We love you, DJ Nelly now.
What up? Y'all, you and TR used to pull up with Disease in Northeast. Y'all had us inspired over there.
Let's get busy.
OG Nelly Electricity.
Electricity.
So, this is a segment on the show we like to call Tour Guide. And this will be the Baltimore City edition of Tour Guide with Bunky Jr. and Boss Man. Pretty much, this is when we come to y'all town and come to y'all city and y'all take us around to certain places or certain shit that we want to do.
Okay.
So we going to land at BWI, right, Reds?
You motherfucking right.
We're going to catch a little quick flight to BWI.
Real obnoxious, 25-minute flight.
Y'all going to scoop us up?
So go ahead. Now I know how everybody felt like on drink chat. I used to, but like, I don't understand because now y'all done got me twisted and vibing. So
yeah, let's go.
Are we both answering the question?
Yes.
Okay, so I get an answer, you get an answer.
Yeah.
Right, are we still going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Tour Guide. The Baltimore City edition with Bunky Jr. and Boss Man. We land in BWI. Rez, what's the first thing we want to do when we touch down in the town?
Oh, we got to get something delicious to eat.
Fellas, we hungry. Where you taking us? We like to eat good. Where you taking us?
Where we landing at, though?
BWI.
BWI. I'm going to Moe's.
What's Moe's? What they got over there?
Seafood. He's allergic to seafood. See?
He sound like one of them regular Baltimore niggas. You feel me?
I sound like a Baltimore nigga that's been getting money.
All the good spots to eat.
Look at the pictures at Moe's.
Moe's is some regular just Baltimore nigga.
Where would you take us?
Shit.
Where would you take us?
I would go somewhere like Nick's Fish House or, you feel me? I go a few different places.
You fuck with Nick's?
I never go to
I don't
Moe's,
even know where the
though.
Fuck that's at.
Exactly.
No, but
exclusive
that's
spot.
That's a good thing.
Got the exclusive spot.
It's by Poppy Cuisines.
Oh, so I ain't even know about it. Yeah, shout out Poppy Cuisines. He's definitely doing his thing.
Yeah.
So we can get a good fried fish platter over there and all that shit?
Yeah, Moe's definitely.
There it is. I like that. Moe's I like some good fried fish.
We going to eat fried fish then.
Yeah, I'm going to Moe's still. Shout out Angie. Shout out Angie. Free my nigga Goose.
Angie's.
Shout out Mello. Shout out all of us that got legendary pictures in Moe's.
Jermaine Dupri was at Moe's, so I'm not going to let Bunky talk his shit.
Moe's but is Angie, you know I love you, Angie. Yes, sir,
Moe's, you know. Moe's, Moe's is electric.
Moe's, yeah,
electric.
I love you.
You want to get electric?
I Moe's know we try electric. And keep it it's Baltimorean, you feel me, but.
Moe's is
electric. Probably Cuisines is probably is the new spot, if we saying that.
I heard that.
The new Moe's. I would take that. I would take that for the new generation. It probably would be, but my generation, we going to Moe's.
All right, so we ate good. Our bellies are full. Rez, what we doing next?
Oh, man, we got to go get a shape up something.
We got, we're trying to get the beards tight. We're trying to get the, we're trying to get the cut sharp. Where we going?
Ain't no trick question for me.
Because my barber's going to be mad and fuck my blender.
Ain't
a
quick
if I say the wrong question for spot.
Me. You go right down on Charles Street. Holler at my man, L Rock.
L Rock?
Or you can go right there out Pikesville and holler at my man, Earl.
Earl yeah, Pikesville.
Y'all already know.
El Rock on Charles Street.
So what I would say is busy.
Is that by the Charles Street Theater?
You know, the no. one at Pikesville.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Is that after that 7-Eleven once you cross Milford Mill, Old Court.
Hell
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
so the
yeah.
barbershop right there to the left past that 7-Eleven. Where the chicken and fish spot at.
I get all my Rellos from that 7-Eleven.
You a fucking lie.
We in there, boy.
You don't need smoke weed.
So if I get a blade.
Where you taking us?
And here, Master Barber, both of them. So
what's going to happen? I'm going to definitely, if I can't get the plug, shout out the plug. If y'all don't know him, got a shot. That's my man. He'll pull up on me to a video shoot or something. We'll do something nice. If it ain't that, Kenny Cuts. That was the only person besides my guy Plug.
Kenny
Cuts. Hey, y'all wouldn't believe who used to cut my hair, yo, like 2 years ago. Y'all wouldn't believe it. Cleon.
Oh, yeah, Cleon used to cut hair.
Cleon used to be my barber.
That's funny as shit.
That's Lil Keith.
I never knew that.
Big Keith. For like a couple months.
Big West Side motherfuckers be on some whole other
and
shit.
He really was good. He was,
no, look.
You know, I
look,
ain't going for
y'all just do anything. Hold up, I mean, y'all get busy. I always say West Side niggas get money.
I ain't going for no anything, but Cleon really used to bit me up, though.
I never knew that. Me and Cleon got a good relationship.
Cleon used to bit me up, yo.
I never knew
bit him up.
Shout out,
I'm ready. I should hit him right now.
He said, bit me up, family.
Now, y'all get busy. Y'all love that shit. I ain't going to
love
fuck.
It.
Listen, West Side people be getting to
it. Barbershop on Patterson Avenue. Yep. It was Kenny. Next to Kenny was my barber Dave. Next to Dave was
I promise you.
Fuck. But Cleon, he was like in the middle. And as far no, Cleon had the chair next to the first chair.
Oh that shit. Family that's friend. Crazy. I never knew that, Cleese. So next time we out in Miami. Next time we out in Miami.
His father,
I need a haircut, Slim.
Lil Keith.
So you know Northeast. So you familiar with, I used to get cut over there at Now Style on Hartford Road.
Yes.
Shout out to my man, Kennard.
Over there with the fat.
Kennard used to cut my hair
my
over there.
My mixtapes used to sell out of there heavy.
Shout out to my man Kennard,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, that's my area.
Lake Montebello and all that shit.
And, and since we talking on the Raw Dope Podcast, I mean, it's not the Raw Dope Podcast.
It's the Violent Radio Uncut.
My bad.
Yeah.
Fuck me up.
I mean, we are raw. We are dope.
And we are dope.
But fuck all that other shit.
It's 3 o'clock. So look, but since we saying that, this when they say was the Aria and it's not bragging, but yeah, I need my own flowers. I want everybody to know because whatever the stigma is, I just drag like on the rapper shit. I just want y'all to know it's a Fendi fact and a real fact that we birthed a Northeast Baltimore movement for a lot of people to do because we was like that tucked off Aria. Like we was that tucked off Aria that nobody cared about.
Y'all did that.
You know what I'm saying? We made that shit mean something. You know what I'm saying? That's why Tate Cobain came out of there. That's why TMC the Don came out of there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because some shit that we did for real. That neighborhood was not cool like that.
What would you? So when I went to school, in Baltimore, I used to stay out in Parkville. Yeah. What would you consider that area?
That's not Northeast Baltimore. That's
not
county.
County. All right. Yeah. That's where I used to
stay
when I went to school.
You were safe. You were safe,
baby. They used to call us, but oh, you know what? And I must take that back. I'm gonna double back. Time out. And shout out Nelly Nell because on the street tip. Back then, it's cool to talk about this thing. They brought some energy or some bossed up energy, him and somebody else I know that I want to speak with that's close to my family. They came through with disease and made it fly around our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It inspired us to do that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to keep that like,
yeah, y'all had niggas on your way. Y'all had Fat Cat. Y'all had fucking A little.
Yeah, Clayway. I always tell people like he might not disrespect, might not have been the best rapper, but he was the first independent hustler, like on that masterpiece.
He was
definitely the first independent hustler that was getting to on the rap shit. Clayway. Yeah.
Marlo Stansfield was out there. Shout out to Cheese. Yeah. Shout out to motherfucking Omar was out there. Motherfucker, it was all out there, right?
Out there.
I love it. Season three was my shit.
Just shouted out characters.
Shout out to Man Cheese.
You just caught me. I was like, hold on. Was it a real one? I was like, oh, he got me. But rest in peace, though, to Omar from the Wild. He helped me when I got the keys to the city. That was a lot of love.
So we got the cut. We ate good.
Yeah.
We got the fresh cut. What we doing next, Rez?
Man, we getting some pussy.
I'm a family man, boss man.
We got
that haircut. You want some pussy?
Do some shopping,
I don't give a fuck.
We gonna do some shopping, Bunk?
We gonna get fly first. The pussy later.
Oh, I got you. My bad.
Y'all want to get fly now?
Where we going to get some fly gear, y'all?
Not in Baltimore. All
right, where we taking us?
We ain't gonna get fly nowhere in Baltimore for real.
That's not. I don't believe that.
Unless you go to what?
You got two options.
You got to go to some.
You going to Towson or Mont Dormin?
If you go anywhere else,
it's the only two places.
I love Mont Dormin.
It just depends on what type of fly you.
That's what I'm saying. That you only can go to them two spots, because I be mad at Towson sometimes. They don't have the fresh tenant.
You can go to Arundel.
That's not going to get you fly. That's going to get you by.
Okay. And that's why when I used to come around the way, everybody used to be like, yo, where the fuck you get them from? Around the mills.
Yeah, you can go there and sneak it, but
where you get them joints from?
I've definitely got some sneaky fly
shout
shit.
Shout out to Arundel Mills. I ate pizza at the Sbarro.
Oh, you did that. Right by the movie theater. Motherfucker King Tut nigga like this when you walking in the movie theater.
So you taking us to Arundel? But you taking us to Arundel Mills to go do some shopping?
Man,
where you
I'm going to Arundel Mills to gamble.
Okay. Maryland Live. Shout out to Maryland Live.
I'm more of a horseshoe nigga.
No, horseshoe nigga.
All right, so how you trying to look, though? What's your type of fly?
We're using his black card. I want to see him.
What's your type of fly?
I want a man today. I want to miss him. What's that shit?
Give me some Amiri. Give me some Amiri and all that other nut shit. We might got to go down to Tyson's, right? We might have to take a little trip.
So where man, we that getting that God from? And be more
limited. You make a point, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad at none of y'all energy. I'm just not I will wear designer and I wear some Vans. But it's whatever I feel. I can put anything together. I think it's you.
What about some homegrown shit?
Joy just said sometimes 25th Street.
Hey, I wear anything I like.
I'm going to tell y'all
you
now.
You might as well come in the mic.
This is my guy right here, but I'll tell y'all now.
Introduce her. Let her know who this is.
Some days Joy I hate when he here. Come around. And this nigga
Joy
be acting like he 80 years
old. Pull up that chair, Joy. Get that chair right over there.
We are fucking lit. My boss man is drinking a hot toddy.
Where would you take a shopping, Joy?
I ain't gonna be able to fucking with this nigga.
Pull on it.
Hello.
Pull it. You got some. Get some more slack. You got it.
So I don't know if anyone that you guys know, but 25th Street in Baltimore is like the new fashion district, and they have all the young designers in Baltimore.
Is
Angel Park over there?
Shout out my man Andre Miles. He be doing it. You right.
Larry
Fly
Love, what Huey Brand. You right. You have, what is it? After. I don't know how to pronounce them, those guys. But it's about.
Most definitely.
So it's
okay,
it's five
So,
brands.
No, you got Republic. You got Off Tour. You got Y.
No excuses.
Shout out to YG Tech.
That's a good
shout out to my man Dre with Y.
Yeah,
shout out to Off Tour with my guy Dovell.
Yeah.
Shout out to Republic.
They are really holding it down when it comes to Baltimore.
Shout out to Strut.
Where's Angel Park?
City of Gods got some fly shit too.
They
got some fly shit.
All right, so now we fly. We got some gear.
City of Gods.
We ate good. We got the fresh cut. We did some shopping. We got to cap the night off. Right? Mm-hmm. We want to go out, have a good time. Where y'all taking us, yo? We want to go out.
So how many of us is it?
It's us.
It's just it's me and Rez and whoever y'all got. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Hey, y'all got me. Y'all gonna so, like, yeah. so, like, here, crazy motherfucker.
So what we gonna do is, we gonna.
I get busy, man.
If it's just us four, this is my opinion because I'm gonna keep it G. We probably going down to like, to Fells.
Okay.
And the only reason why I'm going to Fells is the most mediated energy to me.
Gotcha.
Like, everybody got their own opinion. And I think we can get some pussy from there.
So we're going to get some pussy.
Quick plug. Shout out to Moby's every Thursday.
You know how they say, you know how Denzel said? It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
If y'all fuck with me and we go to Fells, you're going to leave with a happy ending.
Yeah, in the situation.
Hey, yo.
I ain't worried so about you gonna get no your, pussy. They want to so have some fun. Sex.
He said it's a
nightcap.
Fucking with boss, man, we're
going to
have sex.
So, Bunky, where you taking us?
Just trying to go out and have fun.
Bunky, where Bunky taking us?
I'm ready. We got to have
sex. He said he want to get it popping.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all the honest truth. And I got somebody here that can vouch for it. I don't go out nowhere no more unless I'm getting paid.
I like that answer.
Yeah, I like that answer. Nowhere, party nowhere.
And I'm just at Fells Point. They treated me nice, so shout out to that's like my cheers.
And I'm not. You haven't said like everywhere you go is your home.
When I go to there,
no, whether, we ain't taking that shit.
But when I do go out,
we live by that shit.
I just go there and I'm relaxed.
Shout out to Moby's.
I ain't got to be looking over my back. I ain't got to be worried about my gun at. I ain't got to be worried about.
Yeah, shout out to Moby's every Thursday.
I sit in the car. I play the paint. I sit in the car and watch it. I don't even go in. I sit in the car. I call it playing in the paint.
Okay.
Everybody comfortable where you got to
sit in the car. That's what I do.
That's what I do at the grocery store.
Oh shit!
I be playing.
I
in the
see everybody in Baltimore.
Oh, it's a beautiful woman in the grocery store.
He be in the cut.
Yeah, I be in the cut.
But I don't know how do you know what's so funny, Ritz? How do you?
I don't go.
Oh, you just looking? Because I be saying I'm in the grocery store, but I don't know how to approach him.
I don't go in nowhere.
And I be needing help too.
That's how you approach. Say that just because of who a nigga is.
Maybe
help. I really don't go.
I'm single now, so I need to try that.
There you go.
Smart.
There you go.
I sit in the car and just watch and see if I know somebody.
So pretty much that concludes the Baltimore City edition of Tour Guide. I enjoyed that, y'all taking us around the city, taking care of us. I need y'all to plug.
So where do we go? Where do we go to turn up?
Well, we not going. He's chilling.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's
I'm taking y'all to Fells.
He's chilling. He's taking us to Fells.
And we going to get a room at the Pendry.
Yeah,
I do like
get some pussy.
I do like boat rides.
Sucking the elevator at the Pendry.
I go on the boat rides down DC and down Canton. I go on my boat.
It can happen.
Okay,
we stand at.
What's cool with a boat ride?
What's the Under Armour man name?
That's what I do.
That's his hotel.
Okay,
the Pendry.
Okay,
I like it. It's a bossed up vibe. Come there and experience it.
Hanging out now and all that, like I can't do it no more.
That's smart. Don't change. Keep that train
of
thought.
I don't do it no more. Like, I'm sorry for the people. If y'all feel some type of way or whatever, like, I don't party no more.
What made you stop? What was it that you just said, you know what?
His legs got tired of strutting.
Nah, it wasn't that.
No, I'm fucking with
you. This is my life. My life changed.
I'm fucking with you.
But that's the thing real quick. Like, do you get tired of people? Do people, like, stop you in the streets and be like, strut for me? Like, you some fucking,
you know they do.
Like you some fucking animal at the zoo?
And yes, I do feel some type of way when they do it.
Okay.
When they say, "Oh, I'm gonna get that shit for me."
So y'all hear that. When y'all see this man, let him live. Chill out. Relax, unless you cut him a check.
And then Ben said that. Like, leave him the fuck alone when you see somebody out, unless you booked them.
I know that's got to get annoying.
Listen, I only got sympathy for the seniority. So,
nice. Well, look,
when
that,
the older
that
people
would
tell me and this and that, and they want to do it, that mean a
and
lot
the kids,
to me.
Though, I seen you with the kids.
That mean
you
a lot to me. Yep. To the well, it's the older people and it's the younger people and the kids. Like,
so you're old enough to have a job, pay you to do it.
That's a fact. Like,
get money.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the conversation. That ends the tour guide segment. I need y'all to plug everything y'all got going on for the world, like YouTube channels, streaming sites, records, albums, projects coming later, whatever. It's in a tuck. Like, plug everything.
You're going to get busy. Like, this shit just the beginning. Like I said, like, we going to get busy. It's on. Like, that's all I can say is just watch.
I would say you definitely should. If you hear it, you notice electricity, so it's legendary.
I like this.
If you see anybody doing the dance, if you're seeing it, I think you should go listen to the record. You should listen to the two-step strut right now. Look that up right now.
You should go remake the Electric Slide.
Definitely make sure y'all check out the two-step strut.
Baltimore.
Time out.
Only if we can play that right now.
Time out.
If they can hear that.
That's already in the pocket. Who you think you talking to? Some type of dope boy or something?
Can they play that right now?
I like it.
Can they play that?
That's already here.
Can they play that?
No, because it ain't mixed.
No, all right, but can they play this a little bit? No, I want to
play this a little bit.
Yeah, this a little bit.
They probably can't load it up.
I mean, if it's emailed to me real quick, I can.
Right. Yeah, I want them to hear a little
just
bit.
Just a snippet? We can get a little worldwide premiere?
Song, it's electric.
You ain't 60
seconds. We can just get 60 seconds of that.
Did you keep the beat the same speed or you slowed it down? Is it like... You know that song about
But you know
a
how dope I
right?
was when I was young, right? No, I did. It was about a vibrator.
Really?
I never knew that.
I never knew that either.
Yeah. I never about knew a vibrator. That.
That's probably why I knew it was electric.
Yep. It's electric. You can feel it. It's electric.
DJs would know.
I'm going to be listening to it. It's totally different
exciting.
Now.
Yeah. It's
damn, it makes sense now.
That's the
damn.
The dance to it is her. She can't stay still.
So that's
hey,
why I'm
but when the ad frame comes,
like, no, because respectfully, that's a record that I had an idea and I produced for Bunky. And I knew at the feel on his energy, I was like, the next stage should be this. That's a real fact. A Fendi fact. Y'all about to hear a snippet of it. This is,
yeah,
this
shout out to Rod Lee.
No,
definitely.
Y'all must have already knew that a little bit. Y'all
we
fuck
know that.
Yeah,
that's
they
crazy.
Know. They
no,
speaking. They speaking
too many facts.
You definitely been electric.
They speaking too many facts. They speaking too many facts.
It's electric, baby. We out here.
They speaking too many facts. But nah,
no, you getting busy. We doing that from the airframe. If you want to come pull up
and now they gonna be like, oh damn, now Bunky Jr. rapping.
Oh,
like,
you rapping? Oh,
yeah,
that's his record. That's what I'm saying. That's
yo,
what
I got a lot of songs.
I believe
when
that.
We get off of this, mm-hmm. I'm gonna let you hear some shit.
I'm ready.
I don't know.
I'm ready.
I'm gonna let you hear some shit. See, this is shit people don't know.
Okay.
You feel me?
Man, I enjoy this. Yeah. Yeah.
That's different.
I'm ready.
Now, this is what you call electric. And I be working. I be in there. Getting busy.
Bunky's work ethic is definitely top tier. Because you can't work with a person that slow you down. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to work with a person that keep you speeding up.
Without
How many times a day do people ask you to do the strut?
I can't even count.
Like that?
Yeah, like that. Definitely really if I happens. Get out the car.
Right. It really happens like that.
That's why I stay in the car all day. My life is in the car. For real. My life is in the car. Am I telling a lie? My life is in the car. I drive all day, no, so I won't see people.
This is funny. We pulled up to the video, right?
My life is so in the car. There.
I'm like, yo, where you at? He was like, I'm already right here. I was like, well, I ain't even never say nothing.
Only time I get out the car, funny. If I'm getting something to eat or I'm going to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I get out the car. Other than that, I'm in the car all day. Because I don't want to see people.
You don't
want to
go
that.
Through those interactions.
Nope.
Hey, boss man, it's the joint called Bunky Slick Boy.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just gonna get a little. We're just gonna give a little snippet. Hold on, we're just gonna give a little snippet.
No, I would love for y'all to leak it, but it ain't mixed.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all definitely getting this film.
All right, so this is just a little snippet. You tell me when to stop playing the record.
All right,
let them know what they about to hear a little snippet of.
Let it get to the hook, y'all. Let it get to the hook.
And what's it called?
Slick Boy Slide.
Slick Boy? Yes. All right. This is some new exclusive shit y'all hearing it here first. Y'all about to get a little snippet. Check it out right here.
Brand new van. Call the Slick Boy. Call the Slick Boy. Call the Slick Boy.
Check it out. It's a brand new van. Teach you.
That Slick Boy.
Slide.
Do that shit. Two step that shit. Step that shit.
Who produced?
Do that shit.
Slide.
Bunky Jr., man. Let's get busy. I be sliding like switches on the glizzy. I got the biddies in the session, two stepping with me. Bunky train the whole world, know I gets busy. Westside certified, I put the whole heights with me. If it's Diddy, know it's up, then we clutch up. P. Diddy, bad boy, you know we hustle.
bottom boy, hell yeah, I came for nothing. Pull up on your bitty, hop out with that one strutting. I do my duggy, then I hit it with my leg up.
That's all they get. That's all they get. That's all they get right there.
That's right.
Okay, okay.
I like it. Okay.
Hey. Junior. Oh, man, when next coming?
Soon.
Yeah, real soon.
All right.
This is coming sooner than y'all think. Like I said, we got movies on the way. Yeah, we got movies on the way.
Plug everything before you get out of here, boss.
We got movies on the way, so just watch it. So right now, rock with us again. We're going to plug it one more time. The Two-Step Strut.
Streaming everywhere.
It's going worldwide. So we want the world to feel Baltimore energy. Look that up right now. Boss Man Two-Step Strut. Hashtag Bunky Jr. For the challenge, $250 every week. Y'all can rock with us.
$250.
We giving back to y'all. Let's keep it electric.
And how long will that be going on for?
The whole summer.
Okay.
The whole summer. We're going on 23 summers.
And ladies, Boss Man is single.
Yes, I'm definitely single.
80.
Yes. And it feels good to be this electric.
And he's down with all that new age sexual shit spitting in the mouth.
No. I don't know about the new age sexual shit.
Disgusting.
No, the new age sexual shit.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh, no.
You know, 2023.
Boss Man on some kinky shit.
The best thing I'm going to say, I'm not with same-sex marriages.
They eat your ass now.
Look.
You get your ass
eaten. I don't know about none of that shit, Riz. I may face that way.
Yeah, he on his suki shit.
Oh, shit.
As long as it's gushy, then you can fuck with me.
Okay.
I don't fuck with the other side.
Hey, well.
Now I'm eating his ass.
That's not happening with me. That's not
eating his ass.
That's not happening with me.
That is time for us to shut the show down, brother.
We want to switch.
It's time for us to shut the show down, brother.
So, and I got something exclusive.
I want to
drop a jewel. I want to drop a jewel and get some game. Anybody that's independent with their art, you should lock in to what Get Money Music Group is doing. We teaching you to invest in yourself and bet on yourself. Showing you how to take and leverage your money to your business credit so you can invest in yourself because you should level up and be your own boss at the end of the day. We ain't here to own people. We here to add value. That's one thing. And then you can follow me with my OnlyFans if you want my old back catalog. You can go on the Boss Man of God website. We got fan events. We sending y'all out to LA to rock with us. You know what I'm saying? You might be in exclusive parties. If you want to rock, just do your own thing and bet on yourself. So that's my message to the world right now.
What's the website for your label?
Get Money Music Group.
Is there a website for it?
Yeah, GetMoneyMusicGroup.com.
GetMoneyMusicGroup.com.
Follow me on Boss Man the God. Yeah. Link in the bio. You can get there and learn how to get money.
Boss Man, Bunky Jr., I enjoyed y'all today, man. Appreciate y'all coming through, yo.
Know. Hey, and I ain't let y'all know, like, I told everybody, like, I got my clothing line coming through. Like, I got a few of them, so I got Rich, which is realizing can happen, and remember I changed history. That go for Rich. I got Warriors, we ain't regular. Team is together, each achieve more. Fail is the first attempt in learning. Trap is take a risk and prosper. Fail is the first attempt in learning.
Are you freestyle?
Like
mad acronyms. Can we get some gear? I'm a 7X. I'm a 7X. Can we get some gear?
I got a lot coming in, man.
That's dope, yo. Some cool ass acronyms, yo.
Time to get busy. Yeah,
we won't.
I'm not playing no games. Yeah.
And before we leave, every team. Can you shout out your team that's here as well? Because the team is very important behind the scenes.
Hey, guess
shout
who we all team. Is, though. Shout Before out. I shout out my team, guess who we all is. What's a man? Money always necessary. I'm going to shout out my team.
Oh, you need to just drop a whole drop a whole freestyle.
It's the acronym king over
the
here.
Acronym king. That's what I say.
AK.
That's the acronym king.
AK.
So my
legacy
team,
artist.
I got Joy Legacy artist.
I'm in the building, and this year one of the things that I'm working on with Boss Man is this 23 summer campaign to give him his flowers. And so we're doing a series of fan events, which actually this Friday we have a fan event. It's a private event. You can click the link on his bio to register, and we're going to be listening to some unreleased music, vibing out to some old music, launching a members-only website. We're also going to be taking over Camden Yards. More details coming on that on August 23rd.
Not the home of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes, it is. It's the 20th anniversary of the Land of the O. So we're doing some big things this year. And Legacy Artists is
Can you let them know who you are real quick? So
I'm Joy. I'm from Seattle. I've worked with artists in Baltimore for the last 13 years. I probably worked with close to over 100 artists in all different kind of capacities, from development to management. I'm also a filmmaker, and I'm here grinding it out with these guys right here, helping them with their business development and moving them around.
And you can tell the truth and be honest. This is the dopest show.
Yes. Oh, I love y'all. Listen,
this
we drove.
This is the fucking
best
show.
It definitely was the vibe.
All the way to Philly. Yes. I've been trolling y'all. I've been all in your DMs. I love it. You guys definitely welcome us. Y'all been supporting me for years. And I appreciate being here.
Thank you. Can you said plug it?
Yeah.
Go look at Twisted Date on Tubi. I got my movie role.
Oh shit.
Check me out. I forgot.
You on Tubi?
Yeah, I'm on Tubi.
Listen,
is the mouth moving?
Tubi that shit.
Before the audio?
I ain't get to say nothing yet.
It's not
synced up?
But
I was definitely in there a bunch of times.
Hey, don't sleep on Tubi. Yeah. Tubi be out here popping with
we out here working.
Yo, especially the independent films.
Yep.
Fellas, thank you for coming through.
Yes. Appreciate y'all. Rez, as always.
Any last things you want to say, Rez?
Most definitely.
Oh, man. No.
That's it. Peace and blessings. We out,
peace
y'all.
Yeah, I got something to say.
What you want to say?
No,
what you
say? Say it, Bunky.
For everybody.
Say it.
Let's get fucking busy.
Let's get fucking busy.
And we're going to leave on that note.